Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. For the mighty things you do, I worship you. 'Cause in spite of all my misery and all the things I cannot see, I know I can call out. My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. Praise your name, 'cause the victory is mine. I praise your name, 'cause the light in me can finally shine. Your blessings will be always mine. That's why I live, Lord. My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you.
beautiful morning, everyone. It's Josie, and this is Josie's Inspiration for today, Monday, August the 12th. And I just get so moved each time I listen, understanding purpose. And as I do today's show, I think about my purpose in doing this. I know that as a three-time cancer victor, my journey was not just about me. The words that I share on this show, I pray that God would use them to bless someone else who is going through cancer as a diagnosis, someone who has gone through cancer as a diagnosis, and even those who care for those who have experienced cancer, because the journey is not easy, because people call the big C one of the worst conditions that anyone can experience. But I know my God delivers us through all things by his grace and his mercy. I am still here. I'm still here walking in my purpose to share a message to you today. And so A to Z Essential Oils for Cancer Care is this show. And as a cancer survivor, victor, I'm more than a victor, more than a survivor, so cancer cannot defeat me. It was a situation that I experienced, but I'm not going to belabor that fact because right now I'm going to talk to you about the A to Z and the letter J, joint pain. And it's interesting that I'm going to talk about joint pain today because I just came from my personal trainer and my joints are hurting. But I feel so revived because if we don't move and work our bodies will suffer. So we've got to stay mobile. We've got to stay active. But for the cancer patient, staying active can be a challenge, even post-cancer treatment. I mean, it's been, oh gosh, my second diagnosis, which was my real serious one with the stem cell transplant, you know, that's been over. That was 2003, so this is now 2019, 16 years ago, you know, but even in 8 years ago with 2008 getting that third diagnosis, I still have issues with my body, and I understand that my body went through something traumatic with chemo, with radiation, with a stem cell transplant. And so whether you have cancer or have cancer or not, you know, our bodies talk to us and tell us things that we need to pay attention to. But managing cancer-related joint pain is another whole topic that I'm going to delve into today, because for many cancer patients, joint pain stops when treatment ends, but for a lot of patients, it does not. And so pain usually in the joints, people think about, oh, I've got arthritis, or they'll say, oh, Arthur has come to visit me. And so people might assume that as what they see on television, that joint pain is resulting from arthritis. But it can also occur as a result of cancer treatment. And although it's not a life-threatening situation, it can cause serious distress. Because like arthritis, joint pain is felt in the hands, the knees, the hips, the spines, the shoulders, and the feet. And it's usually evident, especially after several hours of inactivity. I know when I've sat a long time, like this weekend, I had some events that I did for my two businesses, Soul Purpose, Longevity with my essential oils and my natural body care, and Damsel in Defense with my safety and protection items. I was sitting and standing for long periods of time. And when I came home, my back hurt, my legs hurt, my joints hurt. Everything was crying out, help me, help me, help me. But for that cancer patient, even though, you know, joint pain can be something that people experience primarily as a result of things like arthritis, but for cancer patients, it can really be felt in specific site areas. And so it's not just all over the body, it's specific areas. So for me specifically, I have a lot of pain in my shoulders. And I can trace that back to having had ports put in my chest area for the infusion of the cancer drugs. And so during that time, I had some major problems. And so over the years, I've had a lot of pain in the joints along that shoulder area, and I've had frozen shoulder, and I now still have difficulty moving and lifting my arms. And so I pay attention to those site-specific areas. I also had to have them extract bone marrow from my hips. So they stuck a needle in the bones of my hips to extract, just thinking about it, you know, I feel the pain even now. But, you know, they were trying to get the bone marrow so they could test it to see the severity of my stem cell, of my non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And so I still experience pain in my hip. It's a site-specific issue that I experience, as I believe related to having gone through the cancer treatment. So now, what are some of the things that cancer patients have to go through? Well, they go through chemotherapy. And so pain is a common side effect of chemotherapy, and joint pain is no exception. Although it can occur anytime during treatment, sometimes it appears afterwards, and for some people it can be resolved in months to weeks. But for many patients, that pain continues post-treatment. For some patients, they go through hormone therapy, and hormone therapy can affect the joints, the hands, the feet, the knees, the hips, as well as other joints. And statistics have shown that 47% of patients say that they have joint pain. And for those 47%, 67% say it's moderate to severe. And it can be, it can really cause an effect on the body. Radiation can cause scar tissue. I had radiation each time with my first diagnosis, and with my second diagnosis, and so there's nerve damage, and I believe seriously that I have some nerve damage, and that can cause weakness and spur some pre-existing chronic pain, such as rheumatoid arthritis and fibromyalgia. So sometimes the drugs can have an effect. Sometimes the treatment can have an effect, but joint pain is painful, and as someone who still goes through joint pain, I'm not one to take medications, and my doctors know that they'll see me, and I will resist medication to the degree that I want to feel the pain in my body so that I can identify what the cause is. You know, too often we want to pop a pill so we don't feel the pain, so the pain can be masked, but I want to hear my body tell me what's going on, and then I want to pay attention so that I can address it. And my way of addressing pain, as you know, based on this show, is going to my essential oils. And I love my essential oils. So when I got in the house from my workout this morning, I came to my office and I got my oils lined up here. And I was looking, I was like, okay, I got a couple of oils that I'm going to use today. But I've grabbed first my basil, because that's the one I'm going to talk about first with you. Sweet basil is an oil that can help with so many things, with circulation, with rheumatoid arthritis. It can help with congestion, muscle spasms, digestion, a wide range of issues. But I really like basil for the joint pain, because what it does is it helps ease that pain that I'm experiencing. And so basil has a lot of benefits. It has properties that are restorative, that can help correct and restore. It is very good for that antispasmodic or relieving spasms, because sometimes I have spasms or I'll get muscle, I'll get cramping in my legs, and those are spasms. And basil relieves pain. It's an analgesic. And so it helps with any joint pain that I have. And so I like to take my basil and I like to mix it with one of my carrier oils. And I'll massage my joints, my knees, my ankles, my shoulders, all those areas that have really, really been worked out today. And basil is good for other things. It's good for insomnia. It's good for migraines. But really, as I'm talking today about joint pain, this is what I like, is I like basil. It affects key emotions of being protected, confident, inspiring, compassionate, and strengthening. And definitely you want to feel strengthened when your bones are hurting. You want to feel stronger. And so our skeletal system and our muscular system, those are areas that we want to make sure that we focus on, because your core, you know, your body, your skeletal system, it's like the tree. And, you know, you look outside and you see trees standing tall and, you know, their branches are reaching out. And that's what we have to see ourselves as, a structure, as a tree, our limbs as the as our, well, our arms and legs as the limbs of the tree, and our skeletal system as the trunk of the tree. And we really, really want to take good care of our tree and of our system. Now, after I check out that basil, I go to my birch. Birch is a tree oil. And so when I think about my joints and areas that hurt me, I think about tree oils, because I consider myself that tree and I want to support my body. And so birch helps to rebuild bone structure and in all things bone related. And I'm going to pause right there because I didn't do my disclaimer at the minute, beginning of the show. This information that I'm sharing with you is information. It is not intended to diagnose, to treat, or to have you change what your doctors are telling you to do. These are things that I find helpful and beneficial to me, and so that's why I share them, because it may be a benefit to you. You know, it can support what the doctor tells you, but it is not to replace what the doctor tells you. You know, each individual has to assess their own bodies and their own needs and make the decisions that are best for you. So back to my birch. Birch has properties that are similar to aspirin in that it is an anti-inflammatory. And so the importance of being an anti-inflammatory is often what we experience with joint pain is inflammation around the joints that can make the joints hurt. You may notice swelling around the knees. That's going to affect the joints. That's going to affect what you're able to do in terms of mobility. And so being able to address the concerns that you have with inflammation will help you address concerns that you have with joint pain. Basil is also fever reducing, pain relieving. It is sometimes used for skin issues, but many times it's really also good for weight loss, water retention, kidney, urinary tract, and other related issues. I like it as well because it's also an analgesic, which means it relieves pain. It's an anticoagulant, which can inhibit blood clot formation. It is anti-rheumatic, relieving rheumatism. It is antiseptic, it assists in fighting germs and infections. Antispasmodic, relieving spasms. It is an astringent because it can tighten tissue and reduce oil or secretions. And I love the fact that it's a rubefacin because it's numbing and can increase local blood circulation, which could cause minor skin irritation. But it strengthens and it fortifies. And it comes from the bark of the tree, the bark of the plant. And so if you think about that birch trees, I love them. You know, one of the things that I learned a couple of years ago, I love root beer sodas. But my son's mother-in-law, when they came to visit us, you know, and they're family now, so I don't even consider them in-laws, but they brought birch drink, and it tastes like root beer. And I thought, wow, birch is so powerful. And, you know, I love the taste of it. I love the fact that it can really help me in aiding my concerns with my joints. Now, another oil that I'm going to talk about, which is also a spice, is turmeric. And the reason why I like turmeric is because it's an antioxidant, and it can help the production of natural cortisone for the adrenals, but it's also helping to help the body with its issues of inflammation. And so as I talked about a few minutes ago, inflammation can affect your joints and lead to joint pain. And so turmeric has the properties of anti-inflammatory. It reduces inflammation. It's anti-rheumatic, reducing inflammation that causes rheumatism. It is very good as a stimulant to help increase the functional activity of specific organs in the system. And, you know, we think about turmeric, I think, a lot now. We think about it with Ayurvedic care and practices. we may think about it when we think about Indian dishes and the flavoring, but many spices can also be beneficial for the body. So using a spice like turmeric or an oil like turmeric can help the body's systems, the immune system, the nervous system, the circulatory system, the digestive, muscular, skeletal systems as well. And it affects key emotions like distinction, competence, dignity, and merit. And so turmeric is another oil. Now, one of the oils that I really do like a lot, and this is a blend, and all of the oils that I'm talking about today come from the company that I represent, which is Youngevity International. You can find information at Josie, J-O-S-I, Hopkins, H-O-P-K-I-N-S, dot Youngevity, Youngevity.com. That's josiehopkins.youngevity.com. Or you can always reach out to me, you know, by phone or email, josiehopkins@gmail.com or my phone. But, you know, really the company that I'm a part of, Youngevity, has been an important part of my life. Because of my third cancer diagnosis, I did not want to go through those treatments again. And so I looked for more naturopathic things that I could do. And the company at that time that, and I'm still a part of, Soul Purpose, had partnered with Youngevity. And I followed this incredible naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach. And as I learned from him about the body and about the body systems and how nutritionally we can do so many things to help improve our health. And it made so much sense to me when I heard him talk about third world countries and how in third world countries people are living past 100 years old. And they don't have the hospitals that we have. They don't have the medical treatments and medicines and doctors that we have. But what they did was something that resonated with me. When they're cooking, they cut the trees, they burn the wood for heating and cooking, and then they take the ashes from that cooking and from the stove, and they put it back into the garden, they till it into the soil to plant the vegetables. What that is, it's not ashes, it's the minerals that come from the trees that they're depositing into the soil, and so that the food has the minerals coming right back to them from the source of the tree. Now, I grew up in the 50s in an area of Richmond called Providence Park. For those who are Richmond, you know it by the location of the fairgrounds on Laburnum Avenue. But we had outhouses and we had well water and we had wood stoves. And that's what my elders did. They cut the trees, they burned the wood. In the morning, I would see my aunt take those ashes, those cooled ashes from the back of the stove, and she would put them into the garden and she would take that rake and till it into the soil. And so when Dr. Wallach said that, it made sense to me. And his training has taught me the importance of minerals. We call it 90 for life, 90 essential minerals and nutrients that are needed every day for optimal health. So I do things every day to support my health. And so when I was getting that third cancer diagnosis, I thought, Lord, you know, I trusted the doctors. I believe in their knowledge. But, Lord, you know so much more. Show me how to heal. Show me how to rely on you and to go back to nature, to do the things that I can do to support my own healing. And so with the support of my doctors, I began to use the supplements. I did the 90 for life religiously for 90 days. And after that third cancer diagnosis, because I told the doctor, I said, you know, I can't do this right now. And he says, well, you know, let's take some time. And, you know, it was the holidays. He said, let's, you know, go out, take your time. We'll come back after the holidays and we'll revisit. Now, mind you, before I told him I wasn't going to do it, it was an emergency. Oh, we need to get you in right away, and we need to put the port in, and we need to do this. And I started thinking about all the blood clots I'd had. I started thinking about the pneumonia I'd had, about the pain I'd had. And I was like, Lord, I don't want to do that. So when I went back after doing that 90 for life for 3 months, and I was tested, they could not find the cancer. So praise God, I trusted him because he knows all things, and he was able to show me ways to heal and to restore my body. And so I don't take it very lightly that 10 years, 11 years later, I am still here, cancer-free. I use my essential oils every single day. And Physical Care is an oil that is a longevity blend, and it has a lot of oils in it that I love. Cypress for circulation, fennel for settling the stomach, frankincense, which is the master healing oil, geranium, lavender, awesome oils, lemongrass, peppermint, rosemary. So, you know, there are more oils that are in that Physical Care, but that's a blend that I love, and I love sharing with you about essential oils. So I hope today that you've learned something, that you can take away something that you can do to support your health and to support your well-being. Also, stay active as long as you can. I love working out. It hurts, but the results are beneficial. So this is Josie Hopkins, and it has been my pleasure and my joy to share with you today from A to C Essential Oils for Cancer Care, the letter J, joint pain. And next week, I'll be back to talk with you a little bit more. So have a blessed and beautiful day. Goodbye.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, good evening. Thank you for joining me today on Rev Lydia Speaks on the Josie's Inspiration Network. Let me start by saying just how excited I am to be able to share with you. It's long been a prayer of mine to be able to expand my territory in helping to spread the knowledge of the living spirit. This has been something that has been on my heart, and it's something that is very close to my heart, and that's prayer itself. So let's discuss prayer. What exactly is prayer? And just how important is it? And how can you be sure if you're even doing it right? Well, most of us as children were taught the Lord's Prayer. And this was the prayer taught by Jesus in Matthew 6, 9 through 13. And if it was important enough for Christ to lay down guidelines, then a conversation with God must be very important indeed. When I was a child, I very much enjoyed changing things around to make them more clear and more personal to me. So when I was alone, I would have fun doing that with songs and even with the Lord's Prayer itself. Like I would change the word our in Our Father to my. But did you ever think about the words of the Lord's Prayer and what you were actually saying? Let's recite it as it is written before we go into the etymology of the words and what we're supposed to be thinking about. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And let's start with the word Father. If you were blessed enough to have an earthly father, and he was even a fraction of what the dictionary says a father should be, then you already know how important this study of this particular prayer is to us grasping just a very small part of how much God loves us. The dictionary says a father is a male in relation to his natural children. It also says that he is a devout elder, known to care for and protect and nurture and defend an offspring, the originator, a cherished ancestor. Now that's just the definition of a flesh and blood human man. Now let's not forget that the Lord's Prayer is talking about the sovereign creator of all, the source, the Alpha and Omega, and he loves each of his creations so much that he would and did go through great lengths just to see that we are cared for, protected, and have every chance to stay in relationship and covenant with him, even down to sending his only begotten son to die in our place. When I think of this, I can hardly get past those first two words. And remember, I changed it to my father. Just to think, my father, my father. But that only is the beginning. Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Jesus taught that the kingdom of heaven is within each of us. So let's get real excited right here, because we were created and God placed in us his ruha, his own spirit within us. So we can honestly say that we carry around the very Spirit of God, and it is holy. By whatever name you choose to the acknowledgement of your Creator, you are the extension of God on this earthly plane. So we are the ones to usher in the peace of the kingdom here by doing his will here, right here. Causes a shift in thinking and in bringing about a change, because as above, so below. Give us this day our daily bread. Now, bread doesn't just mean food. After all, Jesus himself said that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So in this case, it means give us the knowledge and discernment to be able to recognize your voice when you speak to our hearts, so as to be able to repent and ask for forgiveness. At those times when our humanity overcomes us, then knowing that we're forgiven, we have to be able to extend in kind that forgiveness to someone who has offended us, or we thought has offended us, because after all, it's only in perception anyway. Lead us away from the temptations of this life and deliver us from whatever evil snare that may be trying to separate us from the purpose you have for our lives. This kingdom of believers, that's us, this kingdom of believers that God has given the power to will bring about the glory and honor that is his alone. Jesus taught this way of communicating with the Father so that the disciples would actually be able to quickly acknowledge that they were first surrounded by a unified field of awareness, in which as soon as they realize that they're in constant connection with God, our very consciousness would change from one of defeat to the awareness that this power of the Creator flows through us. We are surrounded by it, and we move in it, and we breathe in it, and we have our very existence because of it. In short, I and my Father are one. And from that elevated thought pattern, we can claim and affirm the highest and best in whatever situation there is. God's nature is to impart, and ours is to receive. But believe me, you cannot receive if you are operating from a low vibration, meaning if you don't realize what you mean to God and just how important you are to him. This is why, you see, some people seem to manifest so quickly while others seem to struggle so hard. Now, we all know that God is no respecter of person. Each of us will receive just as much as we desire. Now, the problem is, do you think you're deserving of it? Do you think that you're worthless? Now, do you think for 1 minute that you could possibly be worthless to the Father and he still guides, leads, and protects you? He even protects you from yourself. Faith in the Father's love has the power to oppose, to neutralize, and obliterate all negative thoughts. That is why it is so important to know what we are saying to God and what he says to and about us. It stands to reason that if thought, faith, prayer, and hope are connected, then we are definitely to think of it as a truth. And if they are definitely truth, then they must be specific in order to accomplish their desire. Prayer must be specific. And I know we were all taught God knows your heart, and yes, he does. But Jesus himself taught how to pray in the affirmative. He always prayed in the affirmative. And there is something to be said for affirmative prayer. And actually, there are actually steps. And if you think about these steps, then you know that the Lord's Prayer followed these steps. And the first step of an affirmative prayer is recognition. And that simply means that you know God is. And you acknowledge that the divine force, the divine mind, the divine law, whatever you want to call it, is flowing in, around, and through you, all things. It's omnipresent and the source of all that is. And when you think about that, you know that you and your Father are one. So after you recognize this, step two would be unification. And that step is, I am. Acknowledge that everything is interconnected and interdependent. Separation is an illusion. It's all an illusion. We are one with everything that exists. One in this oneness. We are one with God. And the third step would be realization. And that's just, if you place your desire good into the divine law, into the mind of God, into the very face of God, and you tell your Lord, this is what I desire. You just realize that the divine force is flowing through everything, including each of us, all of the time. So therefore, I accept that I am one with whatever good I am asking for. And knowing that, I know it'll all manifest in my life for the highest and good for me. Now that means that when you realize that, you can't say, but I want it this way, and I want it this color, and I want it on this date. No, it's aligning your mind with the divine mind and letting the will of God flow through you. And the quicker you learn that, the quicker it will manifest. Now, God doesn't say no. Sometimes he just says, not right now. And that's for your highest and best too. I know we can't see it sometimes, but it is. Step four is thanksgiving. And that's the grateful acceptance. And that's very important to feel gratitude. This is considered one of the most important steps because the attitude of gratitude and thanksgiving is most essential. You feel this thanksgiving deeply, and you feel the beauty of the fact that what you are asking for will manifest. Know this to be true and express this knowledge through gratitude, through joy, through peace, through praising and knowing that your God is listening to you, your Father, who wants you to have everything. He made everything beautiful for us. He made us to be abundant. The only thing that can stop your blessings is you. There's absolutely nobody in this world that can stop what God has for you. What God has for you is for you. And God is not a respecter of person that your next door neighbor would have a better home, would have a better atmosphere than with you. You have to know this. When you pray, you have to know the answer to the prayer is within the prayer itself. And the fifth step is release. You just release it all into the universe. Release your words into the divine law. Physicists call it something like the unified field of first cause. But the first cause of everything is God. Before anything was God. And the Word was God. And the Word was with God. Knowing that all the good you've asked for will be. You have now planted the seeds. And they have to manifest according to universal law of cause and effect. Because as you sow, so shall you reap. The divine law reflects back what you release into it. So your benediction declares it to be so. Like, amen, and so it is, and so be it, and this is the truth. The things like that that you say at the end of a prayer. Affirmative prayer is a direct, focused, and organized process using five steps to manifest your desired outcome. Affirmative prayer is an essential component of a created mindset. And the first step to set the creative process in motion. And when I say creative, do you know you can ask God anything? Do you know you can talk to God about anything? I just said, my Father. You're talking to someone who wants a relationship. You're talking to a force so great that his thoughts created everything. And his desire to be with his creations caused him to breathe his life into you. Adam was a lump of clay before God breathed his breath into him. And look at all the wonderful things that he created before he created Adam. Our prayer to our Father is our conversation. Now you're asking him, in essence, all of the good that he did, all of the things that he prepared for us were in his mind. And you're asking him to bring all of that here right now on this plane in front of you for you to enjoy. But to make sure that you are humble and to make sure that you're not greedy and to make sure that you don't fall into the trap of thinking that you're better than anyone else, so that you don't be judged, judge ye not. Don't think like the Sadducees and the Pharisees that they were so much better than the poor sinner that was praying next to him. There is nothing better or nothing less than. We are all equal, equally loved in the eyes of God. And when you do an affirmative prayer like the Lord's Prayer and ask for exactly what you need, that shows God that you understand. I'm going to give you some homework. I'm going to give you, sit down and write. And you write this in your own words, because not everybody needs the same things at the same time. But whatever it is that you need, know that you can ask God for it. You ask him using these steps. First, recognize that God is God. You might, just whatever you call God, you might want to make up your own statements of fact. But they have to be a fact of how great God is and how you know he is there and how you know he is a part of you. And then place yourself square in the middle of that. And just know that God flows around and supports you. Then say what it is that you desire. And for all that you think about praise. Praise and worship is one of the, I just love praise and worship. You can just sit and you can think about how great God is. And for me, I can scarcely keep myself still. When I think about all the things that I already have, all the things that I've already been through, whatever it is that I'm about to go through, but that God is with me and I will not be utterly cast down. There is nothing more supportive in the world than knowing that you know that you know that God has you in the palm of his hand, and knowing that you know that that is exactly what he wants. When you do God's will, when you show your love, when you know that there's nothing that can separate you from the love of God, nothing. I know sin separates us from God. But when you have a God that is so, so willing to forgive, you repent and you mean it with your whole heart. And God forgives. It doesn't matter. God forgives. Did you know that God called David, King David, murderer David, adulterer David, a man after his own heart? Why? Because when David did come to his senses after whatever he did, he repented wholeheartedly to God. And God, being Father, was most ready to accept his child back. A father, a lover, a brother, a friend, you cannot find anything that God is not, that is worthwhile, and that is all love. And God is love all the time. You were made and created in love, by love, because love needs relationship. Think about that. The next time you get ready to pray, the very next time you get ready to sit down for your evening prayer, I sit down at night and reflect. Did I do what I decided I wanted to do all day long? Did I let God flow through me in order to do this, or did I use my own will? Did I hurt anyone? Did I insult anyone? Did I show the grace and the mercy of God through my being? Because that's important. We can possibly be the only God that somebody knows. Not everybody wants to read the Bible. Not everybody goes to church, and not everybody lives in circumstances that are compatible with love. It's very important for me to know that I did the best I could, because first thing in the morning, I ask God to guide me all day long and not to leave me to my own devices. That's what I mean when I say God saves you from yourself, because the self has these little ego trips every now and then. I say every 30 seconds you have an ego trip, whether you know it or not. God saves you from yourself. I ask him to keep me humble. I ask him to use me as his vessel and to show kindness and beauty to others. Part of my job is to work with women who have problems with hair loss, maybe because of medication, maybe because of illnesses, but it doesn't matter. These women come and they sit in my chair, and sometimes they are at the lowest that they have ever been in their entire lives. And it's my job to let them know that they are beautiful. It is my job, and I always tell them, don't worry about your hair. You can have hair, or you can be here. And God will help me create what you want to see when you look into the mirror. And I have found that some of them cry at the end of our sessions because they enjoy what they see. And the love of God on those women's faces when they light up. Because the whole time I'm doing this, I'm telling them, I'm giving them knowledge about who they are in God, and they must still be here for a reason. There is something that they have not finished. There are people that they need to touch. And we go through the affirmative prayer steps without them even knowing that that's what we're doing. God has put us all here for a purpose. And his purpose is to recreate his kingdom right here. And we need all the help we can get in doing that. Our God loves us, and he loves us so much that he made us in his image. And to that effect, we have to realize when we say things that we are representations of God. We are divine emanations, and it's not a thing that you can do that will cause God to be displeased if you just repent and say you're sorry. He understands mistakes. And he understands truth. And God knows the heart. We can speak in error, but as soon as we do, if we come to our senses like David did and apologize and then praise, you can't think about the stuff that you're going through and the stuff that you have come through without saying thank God. We shouldn't be able to, because everything in our lives should be a thank God. I give thanks for the knowledge. I give thanks for the time that I spend in this word. I give thanks for the time that I just sit in silence and let God pour into me what I need to do. And I don't always understand it. I won't tell you that I always understand it. Sometimes I've been a little like Jonah and decided I was going to swim my own way. I didn't get swallowed by a fish. But a lot of the problems that I caused were a lot bigger than a whale. And I had to come back. And to come back to center and to understand what I know about God, that God is, and I am, and I am grateful. And I just put it all on God. I don't know a lot of times what to do, but something inside of me does. That spark of God, that knowledge of God, and the more I think about it, the deeper I go, and the more I want to learn, and the more I want to learn, the more I want to praise, and the more I praise, the happier I get, and the things that I desire manifest. And not only that, things I don't even know I need manifest. And they come from the strangest resources. We know that there is only one source. But on this plane, there are resources. There are people that can help you. Just follow the laws of God and follow your heart, because your heart should be one with God. That's what God wants. A broken and contrite heart, God will not despise. There are many things in this world that could be healed if we just humble ourselves give our problems to God, and praise our way through it. I thank you for listening to me this day, and I thank you for being in this place at this time, because it's blessed and we are blessed to be in it. I give thanks to Kayla Padgett, Finding My Way Ministries, and Josie's Inspiration Ministries for allowing me the opportunity to talk to you. And as always, I ask you to relax, release, and relate to the God of your understanding. Be blessed.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.